The pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, when the Malachim came to Avram disguised as regular people, Avram offered them food, and the pasuk says, "Vel habokor rotz Avram," and Avram ran to the cattle, "Vayikach ben bokor rach v'toiv," and he took a calf tender and good. As Rashi explains, the three adjectives of ben bokor rach v'toiv is alluding that Avram actually took three cows, ben bokor rach v'toiv, in order to feed the guests. Three tongues with mustard. And Reb Chaim Brim Zatzal asks, one complete tongue per guest is an enormous amount of food. Why did Avram serve such an abundance of food to each guest? Reb Chaim Brim answers that when one has guests, he often finds himself in a dilemma. On one hand, if you give too little food, the guests will be embarrassed to ask for more. On the other hand, if you give too much food, the guests will be uncomfortable to leave over. The solution to the problem is to give so much food that A, they will not need more, and B, they won't be embarrassed to leave over because it's impossible to finish such a large portion. This lesson is what Avram is teaching us. By offering the guests the enormous portions of tongue, he gave them an amount that would be unnecessary for them to ask for more and an amount that they would not be embarrassed to leave over. Avram not only taught us to do chesed, but also how to do chesed. The second vart for this week is in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk tells us that when Yitzchak reached the age of 2 years old, Avram made a mishteh gadol for Yitzchak. It was on that day that Sarah saw Yishmael committing terrible averis, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim. She therefore told Avram, "Goreish es ha'oma hazois v'esbino," chase away Hagar and Yishmael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Sarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, "Koil asher toimer elecha Sarah shema bekoilo." Whatever Sarah says, listen to her voice. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chayesara says that the famous chapter in Mishlei, the Eishes Chayil, was actually authored long before Shlomo HaMelech authored Mishlei. Upon the death of Sarah, Avram said a hesped and eulogized Sarah. And in his hesped, he expressed his love and appreciation for Sarah by saying the chapter of Eishes Chayil. The Medrash explains how each line of the Eishes Chayil was a unique expression of praise for an event that occurred in Sarah's life. Many of the comparisons are self-evident. However, one line seems very difficult to understand. The Medrash says, "Darashat semer ufishtim." She seeks out wool and linen. Hadohu dichsiv. This is connected to the pasuk in this week's parsha, "Goresh es ha'oma azois vesbino." Chase away Hagar and Yishmael. What could possibly be the connection between wool and linen and insisting that Yishmael is sent away? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik answers that Avram found himself in a predicament. On one hand, he had a mitzvah saseh to listen to Sarah. The pasuk says, "Kol asher toimer elecha Sarah, shema b'koila." So he must listen to her voice, a mitzvah saseh. On the other hand, the pasuk says in Parshas Kisese, that one is not allowed to give away the privileges of a Bechor to a child that is not a Bechor. As the Pasuk says, "Lo yuchal levaker es ben ha'ahuva al p'nei ben ha'snua ha'bechor." One cannot give away the right of the firstborn son of the wife that he hates and transfer it to the son of his beloved wife. Since Yishmael was the Bechor, how can he chase him away and give the Bechor to Yitzchak? It's an issur loisaseh of lo yevaker. So Avram was in a predicament. He had a mitzvah saseh, shema b'koila, to listen to Sarah. And he also had a lo saseh, lo yevaker, which tells him not to listen to Sarah. So what was Avram supposed to do? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explains, we know there's a principle of aseh doicha lo saseh, which means if observing a positive commandment comes into conflict with observing a negative commandment, the aseh takes precedence. The Gemara in Yevamos learns this from the juxtaposition of the mitzvah asay of tzitzis next to the mitzvah lois asay of wearing shatnis. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze, "Loisilba shatnis tzemer upishtim yachtov." Do not wear a mixture of wool and linen together. "Gedilim tasalcha al arba kanfais kisuscha." Make tzitzis on the four corners of your garment. These two mitzvahs were placed together to teach you that the asay of tzitzis is doiche the loisase of shatnis, and klayim betzitzis is mutter. Ase doicha loisase. With this introduction, the Medrash becomes perfectly understandable. Avram was torn between the Aseh of Shema Bekoila, to send away Yishmael, and the Lois Aseh of Lo Yavaker, to not send away Yishmael. He resolved this dilemma to listen to Sarah, based on the klal of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, which is learned from Klai and Betzitzis. And this is what the Medrash means, Darish Hatzemer Upishtim Hadohu Dichsiv Goresh Esa Omazois. He listened to Sarah to chase away Yishmael based on Darish Hatzemer Upishtim, seeking out the rule taught by the Torah's use of Tzemer Upishtim, Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. And just like the Aseh of Tzitzis is Doicha the Lois Aseh of Shatness, so too the Aseh of Shema Bekoila, to listen to Sarah, is Doicha the Lois Aseh of Lo Yavaker. And that is why Shema Bekoila, he listened to Sarah's voice and chased away Yishmael. Darish Tzemer Upishtim, Hadohu Dichsiv, Goresh Eser Oma Azois.